welcome everybody to In the Band with Case and Lane.
Yeah.
We've started a video channel, a podcast, which airs on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, you name it, it's out there. And really and truly, man, we're just trying to spread awareness for not only ourselves, but for other artists out there. You know, even from the local, you know, just starting out to the pro that's touring 200 dates a year. We want to reach out and give them a little props, shed some spotlight on them, and just really to say thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for spreading music. Music, for people that, I guess, to try to understand what music means to a musician, it's our art. It's our way that we portray life. It's our way that we get out emotions. It's just something that's in our bodies that we, you can't get rid of. It's like a drug. It's a powerful drug.
Well, Chris Smith, you tell her that the voice and Spirit Fingers said hello.
Spirit Fingers?
Yeah, your Spirit Fingers.
I don't know how to take that exactly. But I'll tell you what, to start this podcast off, we'll start off right away.
You know what?
What's up?
You want to do a song?
If you wanted to.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hear what you've got to say first.
That's okay. You can go ahead. You can go ahead and interrupt me.
No, go ahead. I think what you were going to say is more interesting.
Oh, okay. I'm interesting. Thank you for telling me I'm interesting, Kyle.
Yeah, you are.
Well, I was just going to say, to start it off the right way on our channel especially, just to let everybody know, my name is Jad Deal.
And I'm Kyle Stone.
I'm a guitar player, background singer, songwriter, you name it. I try to do it. I'm the trash picker-upper and the toilet cleaner for Case and Lane. Okay, I don't clean the toilets. But I pride myself in, I don't care what it's going to take. We're going to make sure, me and this guy's going to make sure it gets done.
That's right.
And, I'm from South Georgia, born and raised in Douglas, Georgia, and, grew up playing and singing in church. My mom first, made me take piano lessons when I was 5. I played until I was 18 with lessons. And then I realized that the piano just didn't look as cool to me on stage as some of those guitar players.
That's right.
Or drummers. So I tried to be a drummer. And then it was quickly found out that I had absolutely no rhythm. So my drumming career ended. And I found a guitar. And I learned 3 chords, G, C, and D. And when I mastered Sweet Home Alabama, I thought I'd made it. And so what I did was, we started playing. I started taking music, started learning the guitar when in February of, that's the guitar symbol. If you can't see this on the podcast,
yep,
that's the guitar symbol.
Yeah, he's shaking his hand. Yep.
Anyway, I started teaching myself guitar in February of 2004.
So you're completely self-taught, like you...
Self-taught.
Bought a book or something that showed you where the chords are, or you just...
Nope. Our former lead singer that was with us when we started, the band Stampede, taught me 3 chords.
Let me guess. G, C, and D.
That's right.
Your basic root chords.
All 3 of them.
Yep.
And then from there, I learned how to do an E minor and an A, and just kept growing. Yep. And it took me about a year to master a bar chord.
Yeah, dude, I still can't even. I'm over here.
That's how in February of 2004, I started learning. We found, me and that guy found 2 other friends that were just as eager to learn. And one of them said, I don't play anything, but I used to be able to play guitar a little bit. So we said, yeah, you can play the bass. And the other guy said, I think I'd like to play the drums. And so you play the drums. June of that year, we played our first show. You can imagine how great we were.
Oh, I'm sure it was awesome.
From February to June. So if you were a proud follower of the band Stampede, you heard 10 songs over and over and over. But after about 4 years, we could nail them.
Yeah.
But, yep. So then we kept on trucking. We regrouped the band, called it Case and Lane, and we got to where we are now.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it's my turn now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know a lot of y'all who are tuning in on Facebook, we're live right now on Facebook. And we're as well recording audio for our podcast channel.
That's
right. So that's why we're kind of going through this whole spiel. But yeah, my name's Kyle Stone. Born actually in Douglas, Georgia, at the hospital, of course.
So I can't claim you.
Yeah, you can. You can. Was brought home and have been outside of LIPA all my life so far. That may be fixing to change. Who knows? We'll see how it goes. But yeah, I'm the lead singer of the band Case and Lane, rhythm guitar player, acoustic player, I guess you could say. Co-songwriter, when, you know, Jad gets stumped on an idea or something, he'll hit me up or, hey, man, right over, I'm writing this cool song, I want you to be a part of it. Or what have you. Started playing guitar when I was 6 years old, and I was actually, it's kind of crazy how our stories are so similar, but it's true. When I was 6 years old, Mom had me and my sister, both my older sister, taking piano lessons with an older lady down in Willacoochee, Georgia. Her first name was Miss Bonnie.
And by the way, for all you listening on Google Podcast and Spotify, he said Willacoochee, Georgia.
Yep. Willacoochee, Georgia. Yeah. Or as folks from South Georgia refer to it as Coochie.
That's right.
I mean, that's the right. Truth.
He went to Coochie.
But I took piano lessons there for, it seemed like 3 years, but in all reality, it was probably only about 6 or 8 months worth. And just as Jad said, I just, you know, became more interested in guitar, you know, than I was the piano at the time. One of my aunt's husbands on my dad's side of the family played guitar. Really the only one in my family, I think, that can play one. And I just was really interested in it at the time. Wanted to learn how to play. So I think he saw that. He bought me my first guitar. He surprised me with it one morning when we got to church.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. He pulled up right next to Mom and Dad's car, and we're getting out of the car about the time they pulled up, and he waited for me. He said, Kyle, come here, man. I'll show you something. And so we walked around to the back of their vehicle, and he popped the trunk, and there laid the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, I guess, you know. So anyway, he started working with me, you know, like you said, or your friend did. He started teaching me my chords and how to strum and all this and that. And it rocked on there forever, it seemed like. And he always swore that I would never be able to play. He said, I had the hardest time trying to teach you how to play guitar. You know, how to make chords and strum and all that. And he would say over and over, that boy will never learn how to play. But, you know, it just finally clicked with me one day. And I was probably, I would say the age, I was probably at least 13 or 14 before I could actually play a song through and through on guitar. And you know what the first song was? The one that I just, one of the first ones I started messing with was Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
I still love that song to this day. But secondly, I was a huge Johnny Cash fan back then. So the first song I learned how to play was...
Yeah.
Hey, so that was my first one. And that's kind of my story. I've been with Case and Lane now coming up on 5 years. Jad reached out to me 5 years ago. He was looking for a lead singer to take the spot, you know, in the band. And I guess, how did you find me, man? I don't think we've ever even discussed that between one another.
I had reached out to a few of the local musicians in the area and asked them if they knew of any singers. And one of them gave me your name and said, check him, you know, you might want to get in touch with him. But he didn't have a phone number for you. So I remember I went to Facebook and I was just, you know, typed in your name. And I thought, golly, this old ugly kid can't sing.
You're right. And half the time I can't.
You had a couple of videos on there of you singing some songs. And I showed them to our guitar player at the time and said, what do you think? And he said, yeah, the kid's got pipes. And you came over. You came over all young and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, man. And you know what's crazy, y'all? I'll step a little back further into it than that. I used to go and watch these guys perform it when it was you, Michael Foster, who was the previous singer of Case and Lane, Terry Flanagan, Jake Boykin on bass. I think it was Lance drumming with y'all at the time, Lance Knight.
That's right.
I think Double A, Aaron Williams, he played guitar with y'all some as well. But I used to watch these guys. I watched them open up for Brantley Gilbert one night up in Enigma, Georgia. That was probably back in 2000 and what? When y'all, Brantley was
probably
doing...
Probably
2010 or 11. Yeah, it was, Brantley was doing the Kick It in the Sticks tour, wasn't it? And y'all opened up for him outside of Enigma there.
Yep.
In that big field. And that's when y'all really, I mean, that's when it really made an impact on me that night. I was like, daggum, I want to do that, you know.
Yeah, that guy who playing guitar is cool.
Yeah, exactly. And lo and behold, who would have ever guessed, you know, in years to come, I could call myself the lead singer of the group that I was just so in love with that night. You know?
And basically, I mean, from there, we really and truly became a new band when you came on. I mean, none of the guys are really the same. As far as, well, Jake Boykin, our bass player, has been there for a long time. And,
mm-hmm.
But everybody else is kind of came in fresh. And I don't know, so it just, we found something that was good. We tried to stick with it, and it's just endured the test of time. And, mm-hmm. and I hope that our original music will be the same way.
That it, absolutely.
It will endure the test of time. But I think it would be a perfect. Oh, I got a pop quiz for you, Kyle.
What's that?
The guitar that your uncle gave you, do you still have it?
I do.
Do you?
I do. Actually, it was put up in storage for many, many years because like it's just a little small scale guitar,
yeah.
You know, and I outgrew it, you know, immediately, I guess you could say. But yes, it was put up, and I actually got that guitar down maybe 2 months ago, mm-hmm. if even that long, and took it all apart, just disassembled the whole guitar, cleaned it up, had to do a little bit of work on the neck nut and the bridge nut.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I put a new set of tuning keys on it because the ones that were on it were pretty worn. And just some other little odd and end stuff. Put a brand new set of strings on it and got it back in good playing condition, you know, and in hopes that maybe one day if I am blessed to have children that I could pass that guitar on to my son or daughter, or, you know.
That's right.
So.
Well, this is Jad Deal and Kyle Stone with In the Band with Case and Lane.
Yep.
Thank you for coming on this ride with us. Let's take you on a little trip.
Hey girl, you know you got it going on. Those chains you're wearing must be painted on. Green eyes and dark brown hair makes me want to get out of here. Stay your tag. Hold tight all night. Well, I might not know but a thing or two, but I know what I want to do with you. I sit out here all night watching two legs play. It starts with a hold tight, not all night. We can howl at the moon. It'll be a dirt road fence and some backwoods romance. Baby, me and you know where the sun goes down on the sleepy town. Well, there are walls around you, climb up in my truck. Let's go get this thing stuck, hear what we do. You're riding.
Riding with you all across the land here on In the Band with Case and Lane. Of course, you can find us on our YouTube channel, our podcast channel, anchor.fm/Case and Lane. Also on Google Podcast and Spotify as well.
You sure can.
Kyle, I wanted to ask you a question, man, if you would, guess oblige me.
Yeah.
We talked about writing songs, and I know we've written several songs together. What is one of the songs, I guess, that we have written, co-written, that just speaks to you? Because you, as the lead singer, have to portray that song, and you have to basically put yourself in that position in order to make it authentic and make it real. What is one that really just speaks to you when you perform it?
Probably it's really hard to put my finger on one particular song, because it's any time that I have ever helped you write a song, I guess you could say, it all comes from emotion with me. Like I'm not the songwriter that can just make up a lyric to stick here, so to speak, just to make something flow. You know, my brain just will not let me do that. So I say again, it's hard to put my finger on one particular original song of ours, but I guess you could say probably the one that would stand out for me the most would be Why Baby Why.
Really?
There's a lot of y'all on Facebook seen that we shot a little video to here a while back.
That's right.
And thank y'all so much again for all the likes, comments, and shares and everything on that video. We really, really appreciate that.
And on YouTube also.
YouTube as well.
We had pretty good response to that song. It's just a good song, man.
It is.
One that talks about heartbreak. And I don't know anybody that's ever went through life, I guess, and didn't have some kind of heartbreak. Not only, it doesn't have to be the indiscretion kind where somebody cheats on somebody, but it can relate to any form of heartbreak.
Yep.
So let's go live to our Facebook Live.
Yeah.
We have any questions out there?
We don't. A lot of people's telling us, Brandon Jewell said Jad is my hero.
I knew that.
Thank you, man.
I knew that.
I
just want you to know, though, Brandon, just like, you know, every superhero, I put my pants on one leg at a time.
That's right. We all do.
The only difference is when I put my pants on one leg at a time, I go out there and I kick butt.
Yeah. But a lot of people just tell us Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to all of you as well. We hope 2020 it will be your year. If you've struggled in the past, I guess you could say decade or last year with issues, we really hope that this year is the turnaround year for you all. I know we're so excited for the 2020 year, our sales.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions? Gosh, I do.
Yeah, I guess you could say we all do. I guess one of the biggest ones is to lose a little bit of this good.
Man, you know? I need to lose that freshman 50 we talked about.
Yeah.
And, it was only supposed to be 15, and now it's turned into 50. But, and I tell you, I need a life coach altogether. But I really need somebody that motivates me during the day that says, hey, put that foot down, Porky, you've had enough.
I know.
And I need that text alert. So if any of you guys want to take on that responsibility to text me and tell me to put the fork down, I welcome it. Send me your text, your cell phone number to our messenger, and I'll be sure to give you mine. And you can text me throughout the day to put the fork down. Because not only is it killing my heart, that's the worst drug on the planet for me. It is sugar and
bread.
Oh man, and I love greasy old nasty greasy food.
Mellow yellows. Little Debbie honey buns down here.
Man, I don't see me start on the honey. But I could use the encouragement, I could use the help. Feel free to send a message, and we can exchange numbers, and you can motivate me and Kyle to succeed in our New Year's resolution. Other resolution I've got, man, we've got a lot of stuff happening this next year, and I want to make sure that I really and truly give 110% of everything I've got.
Yep.
I don't want to look back on 2020 and say I could have done more.
Yep.
I want to just...
Well, and that's just it. You know, we as human beings are always going to critique ourselves to no end. It don't matter what you've done. You can plan something out, and it can go just as you planned it out. But once you've done it, you'll look back and say, "Damn, why didn't I do that?" You know.
Right.
So, but I don't think you can ever get it all done. But I understand what you're saying too, and I feel the same
way. I lay down at night and I go,
yep.
I did everything I could.
Yep, I made that phone call, I made this connection, I done, you know,
That's right.
Whatever it may be.
I helped this person,
absolutely.
Whatever it may be. But yeah, let's play some Why Baby Why, would you like to?
Yeah, let's do it, man. 1, 2, 3. Tell me why don't do. So what kind of woman tearing the whole family down? Shattered to pieces, like broken glass lying on the ground. So tell me why. Sit here and cry. I cry, baby, cry. I can't even try to put up a fight. Tell me why, baby, why? So tell me why, baby, why? You know I sit here and cry. I cry, baby, cry. I can't even try to put up.
All right, thank y'all.
Thank y'all.
We appreciate all the love and support for our music and what we do, and it's our art, like I was talking about earlier, Kyle. If you're just joining us, you are in the band with Case and Lane, and we appreciate you being here.
Yeah. Got a few questions. Brandy Curry says, when will y'all start going on tour? That is a good question. As y'all, or a lot of y'all on Facebook now, I know we have not mentioned this on our podcast yet, but we signed a record deal last year. Now, I guess that sounds so weird.
It was last year. Last year. November.
Yeah, this past November, we signed a record deal with Lamon Records up in Nashville, Tennessee. They are a branched off label of Sony, and we, as everyone knows, Sony's one of the biggest, you know, labels out there. So we are just extremely excited to be signed on with someone that has the clout that they do.
Resources.
Absolutely. I mean, they're expecting, you know, big and great things for us. But the actual official release date is January the 10th on everything. That's when, you know, they'll come out, fully release everything. Our album will be available on iTunes, Spotify, probably like Google Play, all your music. Yeah. Streaming and download sites, and one of our, or whichever single that we and them decide to pick will be on radio as well.
Whichever single they picked will be on the radio as well.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're
working with several different booking agents that we have been in contact with, back and forth lining up dates for, you know, throughout 2020 and into 2021. As far as releasing those dates, we don't have, I don't know when it's actually going to be that we say,
yeah,
you know, here are our dates, y'all come out and listen. But
that's right.
It will be soon. And it was funny, last night I shared on Facebook about me being overly eager about our dates, and I emailed a guy, and he told me that the holidays were not over yet, to sit tight.
Yeah.
So, my bad, man. My bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're excited. We're ready to get out there on the road. I know. Derek Edwards says Charlotte anytime. coming up. You know,
I'm sure Charlotte will be on there.
Oh, I'm sure it will. Or so we hope it will. Anyway, we'd love to come up that way, play the Carolinas, and right on up. Right, we'll take it all the way back to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, man. We'll put some miles in. That's
absolutely. So, y'all just stay tuned with us. Y'all be patient with us. We're trying to be patient with them.
No, we're not being very patient.
No, we're not. We're ready to go at it full
blast. You got any information? Okay, call you back in 5 minutes. Thank you.
That's right.
See you in 5. Well, we had a guest planned for tonight, and he was not able to make it.
So we hope we can get him rescheduled for a future.
We had made cookies and everything. Kyle baked some cookies, and we had some peanut butter. See, there's my problem right there, man.
Exactly.
The peanut butter.
Exactly.
Cornflake candy stuff,
yeah.
And some oatmeal cookies that were provided for our guests were consumed by Kyle and myself.
Yes. And yes, I can cook, by the way, but no, I did not make those. You better give your wife credit.
She did.
Because those things were awesome. So.
And I told her everything she knows.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But,
oh, man.
But, and I don't know, man. I'm just a... I have a hard time saying no when you see a platter full of peanut butter cornflake candy.
And a mini fridge full of Mellow Yellow.
And right in our Case and Lane koozies.
In our Case and Lane koozies.
Tell you, it's a wonderful life.
It is. It is, man.
It's a wonderful life. But I got a question, another question for you.
Yeah, hit me with it, man.
You know, I was thinking about the time that we spend out on the road, and it's I don't know, for some people it's harder on, I guess, than others, because some of us have families, some of us don't. But, you know, you still have loved ones that you're leaving at home, that you're not around, buddies that you're not friends with anymore,
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. But if you could pick between 200 shows a year playing out on the road all across the U.S. and into other countries, or your local group here at home 365 days a year, what do you think you would do?
I'd go with 200 dates. There's no doubt about it. And that's not, and I don't want that to sound selfish in a way, because by no means that's not being selfish. That's called me chasing a dream that we have worked so hard to,
I love my family. I love my friends.
That's right. But
love everybody.
With that being said, just like you said, you know, the few friends that I do associate myself with and have,
you don't lose them when you leave.
And all my family, they know where, you know, I guess our relations stand between one another.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, the friends that I have, you know, I've gone 3 months and not even spoken with them, because they have their own lives. You know, a lot of these friends I speak of married, you know, with kids, right. You know, like, you know, you are. So.
That's right.
But, you know, there's not one time I pick up the phone and call them and, you know, say, hey, man, I need you. They're right there. And they know that, you know, they can call me and if I'm, you know, available, or if it's serious enough, I'll catch a plane to get home if I have to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and my family, you know, is the same way. You know, they know where we stand with each other. And
all right.
So.
Fun question. You ready?
Yep. Yeah.
Today is New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's Day. January 1st, 2020. Did you eat black-eyed peas and greens?
I did. I actually got off of work early today, got off at lunchtime, 12 o'clock, and went home and got ready to, you know, come over here this evening so we could do our plans. And Mama had the stove lined, just a big, huge pot of black-eyed peas, a big pot of rice cooked,
mm-hmm.
rutabagas with the tops stewed down in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Two sides of grilled ribs, a huge... She's got a cast iron skillet that she loves to bake cornbread in the oven. Just a huge thing of that of cornbread. And this past Thanksgiving last year, God, that last year still sounds so weird. But she made a huge pan of turkey dressing and had to freeze a bunch of it that was not ate. So she pulled it back out. So yeah, we had a big lunch.
We had chicken and rice, black-eyed peas, greens.
Yep.
And I don't remember what else. I had, I think, some ham.
Yeah, man.
But I ate.
Whether you like, and see, I mean, I like black-eyed peas, but I just don't like love them, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. It's not something I would want to eat 3 days in a row, but it would all be, almost be un-American not to eat black-eyed peas on New Year's, right?
Oh, right, it's good luck. Yeah. The greens, especially in the money.
Yeah.
So I ate a pot full of greens.
Yeah, I did too. I ate more greens than I did black-eyed.
Here's a way to remedy the black-eyed peas. Y'all gonna think I'm gross out there, but if you will listen and follow these directions very specifically, you will find something that you may not have known that you love. If you will take white rice, just regular rice, and you mix your black-eyed peas in that rice.
Go hopping, John.
With some ketchup.
No.
You put a dab of ketchup in it, and you mix it all together, son. I promise you, you've never tasted anything like that.
Yeah, the redneck term for peas mixed with rice, or which I guess, I don't know, a lot of people probably heard that old term.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be just a South Georgia thing, but
lima beans,
we call it hopping, John,
with a little bit of ketchup in it. Mmm, yeah. Man,
I could do without the ketchup.
How about that dye?
Yeah, we had a request for our other original, the Grandpa song, or those are memories.
Yeah, yeah, I'll try to play it too.
Yeah, man, let's do it.
Well, let me ask you this, since we're on the topic of the grandpas.
Okay.
Top memory of either or both of your grandpas, what would it be?
I got to think of something that I can share.
Yeah, me too on one of mine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you've got a real interesting one, yeah, by the way. I'll say this. Now, my dad's father, he passed away. I'm fixed to tell my age, so y'all prepare.
Bless his little 20 heart.
Yeah. But my dad's father passed away in 1985, just before I was born. So I never got the chance to meet him. But my mother's dad, who passed away last year, or last...
Yeah.
Anyway.
2 years ago now.
Yes, it's been 2 years. But probably one of my... I guess I can tell this, because he's dead and gone now. There's nothing they can do to him. Bless his old soul. But probably one of the, because I want to think happy, funny stuff. And this is the thing, I don't even remember me doing this, but I remember, let me just tell it so to make myself clear. My papa used to drink, and they don't even make these things anymore that I'm aware of. Now, they may somewhere, but I don't see them around here. But Papa always loved to have him a beer or two. Every once in a while, he was not.
They still make beer.
Well, no, not that. But outside of drinking a beer, he would like to like those little fruity drinks. They were called a fuzzy navel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? And I've not seen one of those in years and years and years. But I was hanging out with Papa one day, and we rode down to the store, whatever. And he bought him a fuzzy navel and got me a little drink or whatever. And I done drank my drink. He's over sipping on that thing. And I might have been 8 or 9 years old. And he'd probably finished half of that thing. He said, "Here, boy, drink this. It ain't going to hurt you. Try your little of it. You'd have had to know my Papa Dwight." So me not knowing no better. And it was some kind of like strawberry flavored or something like that. And I took a
peach in it,
or something, yeah. And I took a sip of that. And I said, "Damn, that's good." You know, being a youngin', and I chugged that thing. Mom said I come home buzzed as I can be. So that was probably one of the funniest memories that I have of Papa.
Mine was just, my Papa on my mother's side was a big, planted gardens and had a farm and did cows and we fished and all that kind of stuff. And it was just a potpourri of what when you go to the farm. He was always there, and he always had some kind of critter that he had killed. Like, every time. It would be a rattlesnake. Yeah. It would be, some kind of wild species of something that he had, you know, ended up killing while he was down there that day. But that's what I remember. I mean, I remember farming and stuff.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The summers I was out of school and going to work with my papa. You know, he was a commercial and residential painter for about 40 years. So, but anyway, without further ado, this is Those Are Memories, or as we like to call it, the Grandpa Song.
Y'all again for joining us on In the Band with Case and Lane.
Yes.
So, Kyle, tell me, brother, where did the name Casey Wayne come from? I get that question all the time. For the last 15 years, I've got that question, actually.
You see, there was this bulldog.
There was this bulldog.
Yep.
His name was Jeffy.
He was. His name was his name is Jeffy. His name is Jeff. No, the story that I've always been told, and the story that I always tell how Casey Wayne came to be, was back before I became a member of y'all, and Michael Foster was still y'all's lead singer. There was some story told that it was a name or something that was picked out of a baby book.
That's exactly true.
So that is the truth.
That is the truth.
Well, good. I'm glad I haven't been lying to everybody.
I was living in Valdosta, Georgia, and we had a list of, we wanted to change the name of the band, but we didn't know what, man. And I didn't want something like Chasing Fences or, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't want anything like that. So if your name's Chasing Fences, by the way, nothing against that, just wasn't us. And, so anyway, I said, man, what are we? Let's come up with, you come up with 10 names, I'll come up with 10 names, and we'll choose from that. And he was about to have a baby, and they had been looking at names, and that was one of their top choices for naming their child. And I said, y'all can't name your baby that, because we need that for the band name. Mm-hmm. And that's what we settled on, Casey Wayne.
And a lot of people is like, well, who is Casey Wayne? Well, we are Casey Wayne.
We are Casey
Wayne. You know, and I guess to better explain it a little further than that, and here's your little history lesson for maybe some of those or some of y'all out there that didn't know this, but Casey Wayne, it would be considered like a stage name. You know, it's not my name, it's not Jad's name, it's just a stage name.
It's a Sawyer Brown.
Exactly. Conway Twitty. Like, I'm not sure what Sawyer Brown's real name was, but I know
That was the name of the band.
Oh, that was the band.
That was the band name.
But like Conway Twitty, the story is told behind him that he was named after Conway, Arkansas, and Twitty, Texas.
Yeah.
But his real name was Harold Lloyd Jenkins.
Yeah.
You know, so
Elton John.
Yeah.
Was a stage name. I mean, yeah. It's just, I guess it's a way to separate your art from your personal life.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, but I mean, a lot of times
as perfect as I think the name Jad Deal is.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah, I know, and I've always been the same way. Like
the Jad Deal Show.
Exactly.
You know how awesome is that?
Or if you was to say the Kyle Stone Band, that just don't sound cool to me. You know, that's why I was just, you know, because actually when I joined, you know, y'all, we were talking about renaming the band again because it was a whole fresh, you know, brand new project. And I'm like, no, you know, I mean, the name's catchy. It's established. Or to a point, and
we just left it be.
Yeah, I mean, so
Chasing Fences was already taken.
Yeah. Glad it didn't wind up being Donkey Punch.
Donkey Punch.
Yeah.
I think I wanted to. One of the names I threw out there was what was it? Mayhaw.
Mayhaw. Yeah. That would have been a cool name.
Mayhaw.
It would have. Mayhaw Berry.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Not to be confused with Chuck Berry.
You're doing one more before we hang it up for tonight?
Yeah, we'll do it.
This next one we're going to do, I know a lot of y'all probably heard that little riff I just played and you're already getting excited. But for our podcast,
I'm excited.
This here is another one of our originals, and we have not done this song in so long, and I pray that it don't go wrong.
It may.
It may, but if it does, it's all right. We're human.
This is raw,
but
live, raw, in
is.
The flesh.
Yes.
We're not going to edit anything with no fancy Pro Tools or vocoders or whatever you want to call them.
We can't afford that just yet.
We can't afford any of that. But what we can do is give you the best that we've got at this moment. And that's what we're going to do.
So without further ado,
doggone it.
This is Text With You. Tell you something, baby. got your number in my phone. I wanna have text with you. Maybe a Snapchat or two, girl. Out of those eyes, they're blue like diamonds, and a body like a Harley. No, I'll climb on. Steady and slow, yeah, soft and humble. You know that I. Still tuned in with us on our podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening this far.
A little forecast into the future. Oh, Lord mercy. Lost my pick. Not to be confused with my pick. And we were going to be releasing a podcast and an episode every week. They will start airing on Mondays.
Yes.
And every Monday, we'll release a video with a guest or with whoever we're interviewing or...
Or something happens, it may be just
it
us.
It may be just us, you but know? You'd be just as lucky, I promise.
Exactly. But every Monday.
Every Monday. And
we'll post something.
You can make sure, please make sure you go to YouTube and subscribe to our channel.
Yes. Subscribe, like. Turn your notification bell on. That way, every time we post, you'll know you'll get it. But we, as well, will be sharing all of our links to the videos that's going to be uploaded on YouTube to our Facebook pages.
And our website.
And website, which is the Facebook page. You'll find them on, we'll probably put it on our like page, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, which it will be Case and Lane Band. And that is spelled KASONLAYNE. Case and Lane Band on Facebook. And our website is just very simple, caseandlane.com.
www.caseandlane.com.
Yep.
And it'll be under a tab called In the Band. There's an In the Band tab on our website.
Yep.
And as always, it'll be in the, you know, the descriptions and all that
kind of
stuff, what it is. But... Man, we're just thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for
being with us. Any last questions?
No, not that I see so far. Ashley Vickers, thank you very much. We're glad that you enjoy that one.
Do we have any offers to be personal trainers for us?
No, we don't.
Dang.
We don't. I think we're too far gone, Jad.
Well, if anybody out there in podcast land will go to caseandlane.com and send us a message. If you're willing to be our personal trainers and our life assistant that says, put the fork down, Porky, please get in contact with us. By the way, we can't pay for this service. We hope that you just do it out of the goodness of your heart and for charity to help.
Yeah, that's right. It would be good exposure for
you. It would be a good exposure for you. Because I promise we'll say thank you to the person that tells me to put the fork down for me every day, all day.
Yep. So anyway, thank y'all again for tuning in tonight, podcast and on Facebook Live. We really appreciate it. As always, as you heard Jed say, you know, be looking for something
every Monday.
Every Monday night. We're still going to try to squeeze an interview in with somebody. I've got to get on the phone tomorrow and get to calling up some peeps. So hopefully this coming Monday, y'all will see an interview. You know, if nothing else, if just something happens and we absolutely cannot, we'll come back over here and do y'all another live video or whatever need be. But I will say this, next Wednesday we do have someone coming in here and y'all are definitely not going to want to miss that. Mm-hmm. I'll give y'all just a little bit of who it is. I'm not going to say their names because I don't want to spoil this. I'm not going to give it away, but I will tell y'all that he plays with a nationally known band that's been around for years. And I'm sure a lot of y'all love their songs and know several of them. So,
You're going to know at least 10.
Yes, I promise you will. So y'all are going to be super excited about this one. But anyway, we hope all of y'all have a good night and a good rest of y'all's week and upcoming weekend. Hope y'all had a good New Year's. Hope everyone was safe with no accidents or nothing, just a grand old time.
That's right. And more importantly, we thank you again for tuning in and being part of what we're doing and for being in the band with Case and Lane.
Yep. Y'all have a good night.
Well, yeah.